I've got three questions for you. Three very serious questions. Number one, is software less secure now, right now in 2024, than it used to be? In years gone by, are we more or less secure now than in the 90s, in the 80s, in the 70s? Think about that for a second. Do you know the answer? Do you really know the answer? You think you might know the answer, but do you know for sure? Second question. Which has more vulnerabilities, open source software or closed source software? I mean, it's a legitimate question, and with all of the various exploits that are exploding right now, I think a lot of people have opinions on that. They're like, oh, you see that exploit about that piece of software over there, or that package over there, that's proof, A, that open source software works and we're finding and fixing vulnerabilities, or B, that open source software is extra vulnerable. It goes both ways. But do you know? Do you know for sure? Do you have the facts and the data that says one way or another which is more secure, which has more known vulnerabilities? Do you know? How about this? Which operating system has the most vulnerabilities, right? Like the most known attack vectors. Which operating system is that? Which has the least? Which is, in theory, the most secure, or at least which has the least known vulnerabilities? I think most of us have an assumption about what that is. Like a lot of us, like Linux and Unix nerds, are going to immediately have an answer for that, right? We're going to be like, well, clearly Windows is probably the most vulnerable, right? Like maybe we'll pick our least favorite version of Windows. Like, Windows Vista, that's the most vulnerable, right? We'll come up with something like that. And in the same token, which has the least vulnerabilities? Well, I'll go, I don't know, some lockdown enterprise grade Linux or perhaps some Unix variant, right? Like those are going to be my default answers without really looking at the data. But is that just based on my assumptions? So I wanted to set out to answer some of that. And I thought about it long and hard. How do you answer that? How do you answer which operating system has the most vulnerabilities? Well, luckily, we have a way of actually measuring that. I mean, it's not perfect. It has a lot of gotchas, which I'm going to get to in a second. But we do have a way of measuring that, and that is the CVEs, the Common Vulnerabilities and Exposures. It is the standard way, and has been for a long time now, of reporting and documenting various types of vulnerabilities in network-connected and the like systems, right? We have that. We have CVEs. Every year, security firms find and report on specific CVEs. They give them specific numbers. The really, really big ones and popular ones get their own code name, like the Heartbleeds and everything else. But we have those. And luckily, there is a site called CVEDetails.com. And you can use CVEDetails.com to go through all of them and do searches of them, right? There are actually other ways to do this as well, but I used CVEDetails.com. You can get these same results because it's the same CVEs on any site, or just if you have a big giant spreadsheet of CVEs, you could get these same results. So I went through all of those and I thought, I'm going to use the known standard reported vulnerabilities, right? The ones that are documented and reported to try and answer these questions. Here's what I came up with. Just to point this out, I am not saying that I created any of this data. I am just the messenger here. I have my own opinions and my own conclusions based on them, which you are free to disagree with. But don't get mad at me just because of the numbers, all right? Go get mad at security researchers who did all the research, right? Go get mad at them if you don't like the numbers. So here's the common vulnerability and exposures, CVEs, per year in total numbers, right? And you can see between 2014 and 2024, the current year, almost every year, with the exception of 2015 and 2016, but every year after that, it goes up dramatically every year, all the way up through last year. And 2023, I mean, had more vulnerabilities reported, more than, was it, 3.5 times the number that was reported just in 2014 or 2016. I mean, it's a huge, huge dramatic jump. In fact, I did the math. The jump from 2022 was at 25,000, just over 25,000 CVEs, to the next year, 2023, at just over 29,000 CVEs. That's a 16% increase in the total number of reported vulnerabilities, just generally, in general, in one calendar year. And that's not like a blip, right? You can see the graph swooping towards the heavens. Now, and the current rate, and I did the math on this, and you guys can double check the math again, because all this data is public. So far in 2024, right, but from January through March, because April just started, we are on track, if we continue at the current rate, to hit 35,484 total CVEs by the end of the calendar year, which would be a 22% increase over just last year. So we're accelerating, man. I mean, look at that. So here's what we can look at. Are we getting less secure? This is a fair question to ask. This is the real data we have here, right? We can look at the big high-profile data breaches, but that only tells us how many we're hearing about, and that only tells us the vulnerabilities that are exploited. That doesn't tell us how many vulnerabilities there are. And we can assume how many unreported vulnerabilities there are, but that's just an assumption. The only bit of real hard data we have are the reported CVEs, right? The reported, accepted, numbered CVEs. That's what we've got to go on. And there are two ways to measure that. The first is in the total quantity, and the second is in the severity. Now, the severity of these CVEs, when averaged out, over the last several years has stayed roughly consistent on a scale of 1 to 10. And yes, they measure them on a scale of 1 to 10. We're looking at like around a 6 or a 7 on average for the majority of these vulnerabilities. What does that mean? Well, that, you know, that means that they're more harmful. They're more serious than not. There's plenty of them that are low grade, and there's plenty of them that are like, oh my gosh, this is awful. You sneeze 5 feet away from a computer and now you have root, right? Like most of them are in the middle somewhere, but they tend towards more that sneezing one. And so there's some pretty serious vulnerabilities, but they've stayed fairly consistent over the last several years in terms of severity, which means the primary way of measuring these is in total number, and the total number is skyrocketing. I mean, this is massive growth. This is beyond inflation, man. These numbers are growing up, which I think is easy to say that we are getting less secure, unless, and I point this out, this all comes from an article you can read over at lunduke.locals.com, unless the reason that this number is going up, right, this number right here, unless it's that we're doing a better job of finding the vulnerabilities than we were before, right? Because those are the two options. Either the number's going up because there are more vulnerabilities, or the number's going up because we're finding more of the vulnerabilities. Both can be true at the same time. Right? And now it's logical to believe that the total number of vulnerabilities is in fact going up because the complexity of the systems is increasing. And as you increase the complexity of a system, you increase the total number of unintended consequences, of bugs, of possible vulnerabilities and attack vectors. The more surface area you have in a given software and engineering project, the more potential attack vectors there are. And these software systems are becoming larger in terms of total lines of code, more surface area, and have more features, and have more intercompatibility-ness, right? They're interconnected to a larger and wider array of other services, which means the total possibilities for attack vectors is shooting through the roof substantially, which is exactly what we're seeing here in the total number of CVEs. My assumption is that number is going up both because there are more vulnerabilities and because we're getting better at finding them. And one would hope we're getting better at finding them faster than they're going up, but we have no way of knowing whether or not that's true. That's just hopefulness and wishy thinking right there. So that's where we're at with that. Well, now let's turn our attention to operating systems, because this one, I think, is filled with a mountain of assumptions and prejudices and biases and hopes and tribal thinking across all of us. All of us have our own assumptions and preconceived notions about what operating systems are more secure and what are less secure than others, right? So let's break down the numbers. So we start note, because this is not the end, with the total number of CVEs assigned to a given operating system. So let's say Debian Linux, right? All of Debian Linux, every version. Android, every Android version, every version of Ubuntu, every version of iOS. I broke out the Windows one into separate versions here just to visualize it. But if you combine together every version of Windows, every single version of Windows, every single desktop version of Windows, they start to get kind of close to Debian. If you compile together every version of Windows Server and Windows Desktop, they far outstrip Debian in total number of CVEs. The thing is, there's a huge number of Windows versions there, and if you build the spreadsheet out, it's just this hugely long spreadsheet of different OEM releases and SKUs and whatnot, and many of the same CVEs are applied to a wide number of them. And so it becomes very difficult to measure that. So I broke that out here. We're going to break it down even further in a moment. But what do we find here? Well, right off the bat, you'll note that there are more CVEs applied to, say, Debian than Ubuntu, and far more CVEs for Android than for iOS, just in general, right? That's reported numbers of vulnerabilities. That's a lot of them. Android has 7,008 CVEs. Debian has 8,751. Ubuntu Linux, 4,058. I mean, it drops off pretty fast. Debian and Android, man, they kick butt in terms of vulnerabilities. They have a lot of them. But you look down the list, and what really startles me is how much of a fewer number of vulnerabilities, say, macOS has across all modern, you know, post-X versions than Debian Linux has, or Android, or Ubuntu. I mean, it's a massive, massive drop. Same with iOS, pretty big drop. And we get into specific versions of Windows, which includes all service packs, all version, you know, minor version updates and everything else, all compiled into one, significantly less than Ubuntu overall. That said, while that's interesting, while it's interesting to look at the total numbers of CVEs, that doesn't really tell us what the current state of vulnerabilities are on these operating systems. To do that, we need to look at modern versions, one specific modern version each, and then compare those numbers. So that's what we did. That's what we did right here, and I'm gonna put that up here for you guys right now. If you're listening to the audio podcast version, go read along the article or watch the video so you can see the charts here. Now, here's how I did this. And I want to be very clear about this, because I was very careful about which versions of these OSs I grabbed. And I'll just read from the article here. Let's look at a singular recent major version of each OS. And while the versions below are not all the same age, each was chosen as one a recent release, meaning a fairly recent release, either the current release or the one before that. Two, publicly available for enough time to be somewhat well-tested, meaning the most recent patch to Windows. I can't necessarily grab that unless it's been out there long enough, or the most recent LTS update. There's a new LTS update to Ubuntu about to come out. Well, we can't grab that one. I mean, because it's not even out yet. But let's say it came out a month ago. Well, that's not really enough time to tell us whether or not that has a lot of vulnerabilities, because it hasn't had enough time to get tested yet. And three, and this kind of goes hand in hand with that, sufficient data has to be available to be worth evaluating. So for example, there have been significant differences in the CVE reporting on Ubuntu between Ubuntu 20.04, which was a long-term support release, and 22.04. Now, 22.04 has been out for plenty long enough for us to get good data on. Unfortunately, the way many of the CVEs are categorized, not all the CVEs that should apply to that version are categorized as such. And so in order to get real good Ubuntu data, you got to go back to 20.04 in order to say version-specific LTS CVEs on them. Same is true for Debian. We go back to Debian 12. For Mac OS, we go to the most recent major version, 14, so we ignore the point releases. Same with iOS. We go for the iPhone version of iOS 17, not the point releases that follow. And the reason for all of this, Android 14 is available. We're not going to use Android 14 again because it hasn't been out quite long enough to get the full amount of data. So we go one previous, we go Android 13. This way we give all the operating systems a fair shake. We let them have bake time for every security researcher out there to find these issues, to categorize them, to write up CVEs for them, and to test them, and hopefully to fix them as well. What do we find? Well, we find, again, topping the charts, absolutely dominating the charts, is Android. Android 13 has over 1,000 open CVEs on it. I mean, it's amazing that have been opened on it. The next biggest is Ubuntu 20.04 at 426. I mean, that's still a lot of reported vulnerabilities, but a tiny fraction of what we see with Android 13. Android 13 is huge that way. Debian 12 is down to 265. Mac OS 14, smaller still at 194. Windows 11, build 22H2, is at 129. And that's interesting because it has such huge desktop market share. It really does get a lot of attention. And iOS 17 is down at 112, right? So Android, I mean, the big takeaway you get from this is Android just has an absolutely monstrosity of number of reported vulnerabilities. I want to make this very clear. These are startling numbers. Android is has so many CVEs that iOS is literally 1,000% more secure than Android if you take the CVEs at face value. If you say that is a clear representation of the number of vulnerabilities that actually exist, well, iOS is 1,000% more secure. And here's the thing, we don't have any reason to not believe that. Right, now, I have a lot of addendums to add to this, but that's astounding to me. Also, Mac OS and Windows clock in with significantly less CVEs than Ubuntu or Debian. Holy moly, that's significant. That is really, really significant. Which means, based on just these numbers, the old adage of Linux is more secure than Windows is simply untrue, demonstrably and provably untrue. I know, there's so many of you yelling at your screen right now. I know, let me get to this. I have a few findings that I want to mention here. First, the first thing we can say is to answer the question, is software less secure now than it used to be? Yes, the answer is yes. The answer is clearly yes, demonstrably so, and it's getting worse year on year, obviously. That is obviously happening. Is it theoretically, you know, a unicorn jumping over a rainbow and then mounting a spaceship where it flies to Jupiter, all because I sneezed on a butterfly, possible that there's some other explanation going on here. Yeah, everything's possible, but based on the numbers we have, based on every metric we have, software is getting less secure. I feel like that can't be that controversial of a statement. Let's move on to the other statements, though, because I feel like there is more room for disagreements in the other questions. Question: which operating system has the most vulnerabilities and which has the least? Here is my findings, what I found. Linux-based systems contain the most reported vulnerabilities, with Android, Linux-based, leading the pack by a large margin. Windows, macOS, and iOS, and most BSD and Unix systems all have significantly fewer known vulnerabilities. I want to actually call out that because I put that a note in here. Note. I left a variety of BSD and Unix systems off of these charts as the number of total CVEs was lower than the lowest entry on the chart, with all of FreeBSD clocking in it for every release at 488 total CVEs, OpenBSD at 188, NetBSD at 167, and Solaris at 532, all of which is lower than Windows 11, iOS, macOS, any of those, right? I mean, it just was so much lower. Back to the findings here. So Windows, macOS, and iOS, and most BSD and Unix systems all have significantly fewer known vulnerabilities. Now, let's talk about the open source thing because this all ties together. Which has more vulnerabilities, open source software or closed source software? My answer is this. This is a mixed bag. Open source BSD systems have significantly less known vulnerabilities, that's a fact, both in total and per version, again, fact, than the closed source Microsoft Windows, both total and per version. All of that is a fact. That is indisputable, right? At the same time, open source Linux and Android led the pack in known vulnerabilities, which means one thing we can say for sure: the most vulnerable systems in terms of known vulnerabilities are open source to one degree or another. However, some of the most secure ones are open source as well. Kind of a broad stroke. So what does that mean? What does that mean in terms of open source? Well, it's not decisive in one way or the other. You could make, based on the data, based on this combined with what we know about various Unix systems, closed source and open source ones, multiple BSDs and the like, is that open source can be secure or insecure. What does that tell us? Open source systems, based on the known CVEs, are not necessarily more or less secure than closed source systems. That is true. That is absolutely true. Now, there are some gotchas here because there's a lot of variables that could skew this in a lot of different directions. One, a big one, is the sheer number of eyeballs on the code for open source projects a deep and significant, statistically significant contributor to the number of CVEs that are found? Well, we have seen, like with some recent vulnerabilities that have been released, that have been announced, we have seen where vulnerabilities are found because the source code was available. So that is absolutely demonstrably true. To what degree does that apply? That is a little less known. That is a little harder to measure, which means we don't know. Which means we absolutely don't know. Does that mean that we just get a few here and there? Many of the vulnerabilities that have been found in Linux and some of the stack for OpenBSD and whatnot were not necessarily discovered because people within the community simply found them, like just random people come across the code, but were found because of people working at companies who were specifically working on specific software projects related to that piece of code, which would also be found if they were working, say, at Microsoft on Windows or at Apple on Mac OS or iOS. So how much does that impact the total numbers of CVEs? It most likely has some impact. How much? Totally unknown. Any number I threw out would be a pure guess at this point. I couldn't even give you a guesstimate. It's just a random, just pulled it out of the air guess, right? And so I'm not going to give one because I would just be making it up on the spot. It's a billion D. It doesn't matter, right? So what numbers do we have to go on? Well, right now it's on known CVEs. And many of those from Android, as well as many of the Linux server systems, are found by companies who are security researchers that using mechanisms where they would have found it, whether or not the source code was available. So I don't know. The pure reality is we don't know. So those questions, we have a definitive answer for one, as definitive as we can possibly get. Is software less secure now than it used to be? Yes. Yes, it is. We can debate about the reasons for that. We can debate about whether or not our ability to find those vulnerabilities has offset the increased in number of vulnerabilities and increased number of attack vectors. We could debate about that. But it still stands that based on all data we have and common sense reinforces it, that yes, software now is less secure and has more vulnerabilities than it used to a year ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago. Yes. And we can prove definitively which operating systems do indeed have in their current and in total more vulnerabilities known than others. And that is Android and various Linux systems. Linux in general is known to be more vulnerable than Windows, iOS, or Mac OS. That's a fact. Whether I like it or you like it, that's simply a fact. There might be mitigating circumstances around it. There might be other factors that are really important that we need to pull in there. But in terms of the numbers that we have and the data we have, those are hard facts. And I don't love it. I'm not going to lie. I don't love those numbers at all. as hard of a time as I give Linux, I don't love seeing that happen. Come on. I just don't. I do love seeing the amazingly low numbers of CVEs for all the BSDs and the Unix systems, though. That gives me some happiness. I like that. Oh, heavens to Betsy. What can you do? So feel free to go yell at me about what I'm missing in all this data. And it's possible. But here's the thing I would ask of you. If you're going to disagree with my conclusions, please provide data. And I don't mean that from a let's argue about it standpoint. I mean that from I am legitimately interested in this topic and I would like more data. So if you have additional data or can point me to additional data that would significantly change these findings. Now, and I mean real data, not secondhand data, not feelings, not anecdotes. I mean hard, verifiable, searchable data, the kind of data you can stick in a spreadsheet, like real numbers. I want to hear about it. Because the more real data we can look at here, the more fine-tuned we can get this and potentially change this around. Because I would like to be able to do that. But I'm not going to lie in order to protect Android and Linux's feelings on this one. I'm sorry, Ubuntu. According to this, you're less secure than Mac OS and Windows 11. Deal with it. Sorry, Mark Shuttleworth and the Ubuntu crew. I don't make the numbers. I just make the pretty charts that show them. All right, everybody, have a great time. And with that, I do declare. player and broadcast.